Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided the battle between Florida and Georgia over how much water the states get to use from the Chattahoochee-Flint River Basin will continue. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The Supreme Court remanded the case back to the special master or investigator appointed by the court. He had told the court, yes, Georgia water use probably wrecked the Apalachicola Bay fishery. But he asked for certainty from Florida that more water flowing south would fix things. In a 5-4 decision, Justice Stephen Breyer said certainty was the wrong standard. Laurie Fowler is director of policy for the University of Georgia River Basin Center. She says the court is now asking if more water would probably help.
What the Supreme Court is now saying is we need to go back and look more closely at all that.
Fowler says that means that Florida will almost certainly have another chance to make its case for more water before the Supreme Court. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A man arrested after allegedly scaling a fence and running under the tarmac at Atlanta's airport is free on bond today. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports Atlanta police are reviewing security protocols after the incident.
19-year-old Jaren Jones is accused of getting over a 10-foot razor wire fence and onto the runway Tuesday evening. Atlanta Police Major Timothy Peake told reporters Wednesday the man was arrested within 5 minutes of police being notified.
The person jumped the fence, someone noticed it, they called in, and the response was relatively fast, and we were able to take him into custody, which is ultimately what we want to do.
Peake says he is pleased with the response time, but his team will look at footage of the incident to determine if things can be improved. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A new Georgia law going into effect Sunday might make things more difficult for breastfeeding mothers. GPB's Spencer McGuire explains.
Mary Jackson has been a lactation consultant for 3 decades. She teaches mothers how to breastfeed their babies.
I love going to work to support mothers and to give mothers information and support so they can make a better choice for their families.
But Georgia's new Lactation Consultant Practice Act would make her work illegal. Without certification as an international board-certified lactation consultant, people like Nicholson will not be able to get a license. That certification is expensive, requiring 2 years of college and at least 300 clinical hours. For GPB News, I'm Spencer McGuire in Atlanta.
Also starting Sunday, Georgians can freeze or unfreeze their credit reports for free. People often do this to prevent identity theft, blocking access to credit reports and scores. To freeze credit information, people must contact the 3 major reporting agencies, Experian, Atlanta-based Equifax, and TransUnion. A nationwide law banning fees for credit freezes takes effect on September 21st. A Cobb County man is facing an arrest warrant for allegedly calling 911 more than 100 times over the past 3 years for mostly non-emergency issues. WSB reports 62-year-old William Bacchus is charged with abuse of 911. According to police, Bacchus is called to ask them to bring him milk, his cell phone, a TV remote. Fire and paramedics were required to respond to each call, which tied up personnel and resources. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.